I had a very stormy and deranged childhood and adolescence, which involved the expulsion from a number of schools, some of them expensive, and decreasing in expense as the despair increased. Eventually I kind of ran away, I suppose is the only way I can put it. I was 17 and got myself into a dear old fix with credit cards and ended up in prison. So the idea of me going to university at that point was as remote as could be, but it is darkest just before the dawn, as they like to say, and I suppose hitting rock bottom was probably what I needed to do.
Two.
When I was 14, my mum was arrested for arson. The charges were dropped by then. Me and my brothers didn't have nowhere to go. So it was I was too young, so I'd look after them and anything. And they went to live with their nan. I moved on into foster care, and from there I moved on to the hostel. Life as I knew it, sort of just disappeared. I did actually prefer it though, living in care to living on my own. It's more homely, like living with other people. It's all like sitting down and like, watching TV and stuff together, instead of like sort of like watching on your own and that.
Three.
I'd always studied with my old teacher, who's going to be 100 in a couple of days. And after I finished a particular tour, I felt very dislocated, and I had an appetite for some kind of structure. So I formalized my relationship with this teacher. If he'd have been a professor of physics in Heidelberg, I would have learned German and studied physics. He happened to be a Zen monk, so in order to participate in his world, I had to shave my head and put on robes, and I was very happy to do so because it was clear to me from the beginning that he knew a lot more than I did, and it's for that reason that I wanted to spend time with him.
Four.
The Hong Kong police, they were looking for good men and true to go and serve in the colony. And I suddenly fixed on this romantic idea of myself in a duffel coat and maybe short trousers. And I'd smoke a pipe and I'd be rather acerbic, but ultimately I'd have a heart of gold and I'd unite young lovers on the bridge or whatever it might be. And I got the brochures, and sure enough, the uniform's very smart. It was all shaping up well. And in actual fact, now I slightly regret not taking that course. I'll tell you why. 2001, was it? All those blokes who would have been in my position in the Hong Kong retired full pension at 35.